Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest,
Chef Alan Miller, will be here to feed us for breakfast on the beach.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Is it breakfast time? Can we have breakfast now? Where's Chef Alan Miller? I'm not surprised you're back now. You would have stayed an extra few days if Chef Alan Miller hadn't been coming in, wouldn't you?
Yes.
I know.
It's my favorite segment, We Eat For You.
On the radio.
It's really a well-done segment.
It's radio gold. It's just the sound of our teeth gnashing.
Jason's going to sing the police blotter today.
Yep.
As he does every Friday. Mm-hmm. We'll see what new song he's got up his sleeve.
Yeah, and Lisa Farber. Perky old Farber will be here. She's going to let us know what's going on in Laguna Beach this weekend. We've lots of local and international news. It's the Friday edition, people, of Daily Scramble Live.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
We do local news courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom every weekday morning, and we squeeze in some international stuff for you as well. I'm just waiting for the newsroom to provide me with...
I was saying to you, I just wanted to add a story. I'm on it, Tyler.
Just waiting for the newsroom to...
We're going to scoop everybody with this.
Just waiting for the newsroom.
Yeah, it's there. You've got it.
Ah, they've come through.
Excellent.
Here we go. 5 years after a damaging flood and facing predictions of a wet winter still to come, the city council took a step to improve the downtown storm control channel and increased capacity at a bottleneck renowned for flooding. The Laguna Canyon Channel Improvement Project from Beach Street to the ocean is anticipated to cost $4.2 million. The 88-year-old channel will be cleaned out, patched up, and restored to increase capacity up to 35%, bolstering its usefulness another 50 years. However, construction won't start immediately. The design and permit process is expected to take about 3 years. There was a plan for downtown channel improvements 5 years ago that was postponed in part due to construction of the lifeguard headquarters at Main Beach and other delays. That seems important.
Probably important.
Hard to tell, but it seems like it is.
Yeah, that story was about four times as long. I mean, honestly, sometimes it's like when you read stories like that, I know it's important. Listen, it's important to the people that live nearby, you know, that go in the ocean or whatever nearby. But it just feels like we're living in North Korea. It's not a news story. This next story, though, that's a story. Read on, Macduff.
A 44-year-old Lake Forest woman who taught English classes at the Central Men's Jail in Santa Ana was arrested yesterday for allegedly helping three inmates who escaped from the lockup and remain at large.
See?
Noshafarin Ravagi.
Well done.
Who works at the Rancho Santiago Community College District, has been teaching English as a second language classes at the jail since July 2015. One of the escaped inmates, Hossein Nairi, 37, of Newport Beach, took her class and developed a relationship with Ravagi. Nairi disappeared from the jail early Friday, along with Jonathan Chiu, 20, of Fountain Valley, and Bok Dong, 43, of Santa Ana. This is a very international jail. There are a lot of different cultures represented.
Yeah, well, you know.
Hollick said investigators also believe the escaped inmates stole a white GMC Savannah utility van from a private party on Saturday in the South Los Angeles area, and the inmates may be living out of it. Hollick said that around 10 people have been arrested in connection with the escape so far, and several other arrests for unrelated warrants or probation issues have also been made during the manhunt.
Yeah, these guys are dangerous. And you're right, this is a sort of multicultural... California's like that, though, isn't it? We've got everybody represented.
There's a Vietnamese guys, a couple Middle Eastern guys.
Yeah, yeah. But this woman who allegedly aided and abetted them, and I should, as a caveat, I should say, I'm not quite awake yet. You know, it really is stupid to go work in a jail and then develop a relationship with an inmate. They should get a slap for that.
And then clearly help them escape.
Slap and fired. That's what I say about that. Quick slap, a public slapping. Right? And then you say, no, These men are in jail. You're here to help them. Stop getting involved.
I mean, in her defense, they could have been really cool.
They're all dangerous criminals.
They could have been really awesome.
Look, I know that he's murdered 15 people and he's got his trunk full of guns and bombs and stuff, but I love him.
Look, there's some really cool people in Shawshank Redemption, my favorite film.
I can change him.
There's a lot of people I like in that movie who did some horrible things.
Right.
Namely, Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman, right. Well, that is a, you know, you're
true,
right.
True
you're right,
story.
You're right, Tyler, I've changed my mind.
All right, let's look at another international story a little farther afield. A fugitive who made headlines for using affluenza as a defense.
You've not heard this story? Affluenza, it's everywhere, this story.
I have heard it.
Okay.
I was just saying it with enunciation.
Ah.
Let me do it differently.
I thought you were saying it in a way that said that you had never read that
well,
word
it's just
before.
Not a real word, so I was saying it like with
that's
emphasis.
True. That's true.
As we'll a defense there. After a deadly drink driving crash has been deported from Mexico back to the U.S., Ethan Couch, 18 years old, was on juvenile probation after killing four people in a drunk driving crash in 2013. So last month, he and his mother fled Texas after he broke probation, but they were arrested in the Mexican resort town of Puerto Vallarta. I think it's funny that's where they went, like a vacation,
right.
Vacation town. Couch's 2013 court case became well known after a psychologist at his trial argued that his privileged upbringing meant his parents had not taught him a sense of responsibility, a condition the expert called affluenza. The condition, of course, is not recognized as a medical diagnosis by the American Psychiatric Association and was widely ridiculed. Couch was sentenced to 10 years probation and a stint in a rehabilitation center. His mother, Tanya Couch, has already been sent back to the U.S. He arrived in Texas on Thursday morning.
Well, it does raise an issue, doesn't it? Obviously, affluenza doesn't.
Can you still run away to Mexico? Is that still a thing you can do?
Well, clearly not. They got sent back.
I've always considered that. Like, if I was a wanted criminal, could I go to Canada or Mexico still?
You'd get caught, wouldn't you, eventually?
I guess. I thought, like, in the movies, like, you're racing the cops against the border, and then you just make it across the border, then you can, like, wave at them, like, sorry. Yeah. I guess that's not the case anymore.
No, I think the border's pretty porous both ways. I'm in two minds about this, because I think that even though it's nonsense that the kid, you know, this affluenza thing is clearly a made-up thing, but there is an argument that it's the parents. The kid should clearly go to jail for killing four people. The parents have some responsibility for this.
Yeah, but not because they're rich.
No, not because they're rich. Because they're
privileged upbringing.
No, because they've. No, clearly not. It's not because they're rich. It's because they've. You know, they've been irresponsible in their parenting. Perhaps I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think we can comment on that. We know enough about Tanya Couch.
No, we don't. It's an individual case. But you know whenever I've tried to. Help younger people to get sober. In my sobriety, one of the things I do to try and stay sober is help other people to stay sober and do what I did to get sober. Oftentimes, the parents come to me and talk to me, and my feeling is that these kids are just sort of responding to their environment, and it's up to the parents to change the environment to some degree.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's different for everybody. All right, I get it. Not being wealthy doesn't make you an idiot, but you know, I don't know, it's difficult, isn't it? And it's too early.
Well, he's in jail.
Yeah.
Good. How about that?
Yeah.
We've got other stories too. We'll get to them later. We'll cover, why not, the Republican presidential debate.
Well, it happened last night and there was somebody missing.
Yeah, exactly. And there are new Barbies to talk about later on.
That's exciting.
Fat Barbies. There's fat Barbies. All right. So it's KX93. Daily Scramble Live on a Friday morning. Jason Fetty will sing the Police Blotter coming up.
Daily Scramble Live.
Really cool. That's Julian Casablancas of The Strokes with a solo tune, Left and Right in the Dark, it was called.
Yeah, he's very earnest young gentleman, isn't he, Julian Casablancas?
He's an obscure bird, and he's been in here before, and there's an interview you can find on our website with him.
Even though he's not dead, Julian Casablancas, I still feel sometimes that the ghost of Julian Casablancas haunts the studio. It's a very odd thing.
It's really strange. Really.
I know. I don't know why I said that.
You know who is unfortunately dead that we can talk about more? Paul Kantner. of Jefferson Airplane.
Oh, I know. I heard about
yesterday.
This.
Yeah. 74 years old. Yeah. Eventually, of course, became Jefferson Starship, but such a huge hippie movement band.
Yeah, really sort of unsung in a way, that band. I mean, they're not as huge like Zeppelin, but they were really influential.
Oh, absolutely.
Stuff.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that more in a Jefferson Airplane tune later on, but he did pass away yesterday. So last night's gig, Marine Room.
Yes, tell me more.
You can hear it in my voice today and see that I'm wearing pajama pants.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was a late one.
I was there the whole time.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Really?
I wish you people listening to me had listened to me yesterday and came.
I'm excited to hear. Go on.
I am upset you didn't come. If you're listening and you didn't come, I'm upset with you. Because it was off the charts. These two guys in the band USS are the two most energetic humans I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The one guy, Ash. And by the way, they'll be here later on today again. They'll be here at 9 a.m. to do Full Album Fridays with us this morning.
Oh, cool.
So we're still... USS is still in the building.
Yeah.
The lead singer, Ash, never says a word, okay? He starts the show on the floor of the stage in a meditative position with his eyes closed, holding his guitar, just sitting there meditating, while the DJ, Human Kebab, starts blowing the roof off the place, just with record scratching and increasing, crescendoing
energy
and beats. And Ash finally stands up and just launches into this insane persona, just this maniacal lead singer, always moving, always dancing, while Human Kebab, who does all the talking, he's always in between songs talking. Ash never says a thing except sings. Human Kebab DJs in the most rambunctious creative ways you've ever seen a man DJ. He takes it to a new level. For example, he played with his mouth. He played the turntables with his mouth and his tongue. He did a headstand and played the turntable behind himself with his hand. He had the...
Hendrix style feeling.
Exactly. The lead singer, Ash, stood on his shoulders while he DJed at one point. And he did the craziest, wackiest dances you've ever seen, of which there's a video now on our Facebook page, facebook.com/KX93.5. And it wasn't a packed house. They were impressed that anybody showed up for this gig because they barely play in the United States. They're very big in Toronto and Canada, but not so much here. But there were people there who knew all the words of their songs, singing along and fist bumping along with them.
Well, you know what? You're right to berate people for not going. We have worked really hard to start to bring a really good class or standard of bands to our KX Presents things. Last Thursday of the month at the Marine Room. You only have to remember that. Last Thursday of the month at the Marine Room. If you've heard of the band, if you haven't heard of the band, doesn't make any difference. We've got some people to help us to underwrite this thing. So we're bringing bands to the Marine Room that we could never come to town. Couldn't afford to bring them.
These guys are from Canada.
Right. They're touring and then they need, you know, they've got to get paid.
Right. And they're not really even touring. They just happen to be in LA.
Oh, were they?
And this is their one show in the United States in the 2 weeks that they're here. And that's why it's important to us, important that you come support this, because these bands are going out of their way to play a gig for us.
And their last two singles have been such big hits with us.
Yeah.
And on, you know, other small radio stations across the country, people are starting to pick up on this band. That last song, Yin Yang, was just the biggest thing for us last year.
Right.
And so really, take a leap of faith. If you've never heard of the band, come down the Marine Room last Thursday of the month. It's really going to be worth doing that.
The people who trusted us last night are so glad they did.
Well, same the last time with Matt Costa.
Yeah.
Not everybody's heard of him. All of a sudden, we've got this huge night. He's amazing.
And he's got a radio show now.
That's true, he does. So we worked really hard on it. That's another reason why we're a little disappointed that the place wasn't packed.
Yeah.
Because we worked so hard.
But it was insane. Yeah. And it didn't matter because they didn't care and we didn't care, the audience.
Yeah.
And it was so fun.
Great.
You know me. I don't stay up late. I don't go out.
No, you never go to these things.
I don't dance.
Yeah.
But, man, that was one of the most fun shows I've ever seen.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So, sorry you missed it. If you did, there's a video on Facebook you can check out. And USS will be here at 9 a.m. I'm hoping they woke up because I left and Human Kebab was like, I'm just going to DJ for a bit, okay? And he just started DJing by himself. So he might still be there.
Yeah. Well, they stayed in town last night.
Yeah, they did.
So they're here in town.
Right.
And, you know, you can go all the you can go to as many stadium events as you like, big festivals, and they're a lot of fun, but there's nothing like a sweaty, intimate gig at a local bar when it's happening.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. It's the best thing ever.
So they'll be in at 9 to talk through their entire new album, Advanced Basics, as part of Full Album Fridays, my 9 a.m. Friday show. And Jason Fetty's going to sing the Police Blotter.
Yes, I am.
Coming up.
Yes, I will.
Got the blues? Croon the news. Jason sings the Police Blotter now.
The blues, eh? I just bought a light bulb off Groupon at 2 o'clock in the morning. It changes colour. It goes blue and red. And the blue isn't a good colour.
Go to bed. Go to sleep. Why?
Blue isn't a good colour for a light in your bedroom.
I've got a purple one.
Do you? Purple might work.
Are we both running brothels or something?
It sounds like it, doesn't it? The red one's very soothing. I don't know. They say red is, you know, danger and all that, but I don't know. It's very soothing to me.
Does this have to do with today's
no.
Police Blotter story?
Absolutely not. Okay, so here's a story for you. The story goes like this. 8:24 p.m. A detox center said that a couple that checked out of their room took a 23-inch flat-screen TV valued at $500 along with them.
Okay.
You know.
As if you wouldn't know who took it.
If it's not nailed down in a detox center, you know. There's a whole business there, isn't there, going around with a screwdriver, screwing everything down to the ground in a detox center, because that's going to happen.
Right.
And, you know, there's been a recent controversy in town about rehabs and detoxes springing up around the place, which are federally regulated, can't be regulated by the city, so can't do anything about it. There's one up near the Top of the World School, and people don't like the fact that there's a rehab up there near the school.
Right.
You know?
My dad and I stole a really nice pillow from a Holiday Inn Express on our recent bus trip across the country.
I don't know whether you should be saying that on the
radio. We're going to end up in the news.
We better call Mark O'Connor law guy. We're going to need a lawyer. Anyway, we like our junkies here in town. We've got a history of Timothy Leary and the Brotherhood. But they're a certain class, aren't they? They're the kind of people we like here. So I wrote this song. It may be a bit disingenuous, but it was late last night and I don't care. All right. So it goes like this. This is not Seattle or Chicago. We ain't a city of that size. For we are the California Riviera. Folks round here are very, very nice. Very nice. Even the scumbags say good morning, morning. The crime we like is starchy white collar. The teenage stoners always keep the noise down. So long as they've the keys to mommy's car. We like a better class of loser in Laguna. The ones who do a little crystal to unwind. We disapprove of those that stink or steal to get a drink. We much prefer the self-supporting kind. We want a better class of junkie in Laguna. The ones who keep it light and never frown. If you're jonesing like a bitch and you just can't scratch the itch, that's no excuse to let your standards down. We like a rogue who is romantic in Laguna. Thomas Edison or Freud or Kennedy, River Phoenix or Cobain, both completely did their brains, but they had the cash to buy their own TV. We don't want no toothless uglies in Laguna. Please send them off to Costa Mesa or to San Clemente.
Very rude song.
I know.
Oh, man. Good one, Jason Fetty.
Thanks.
Jason sings the Police Blotter every Friday morning. He finds a story and in some days just whines and twists it into his own demented tale. That one, may I remind you, was about stealing a TV from a detox center. You can find these podcasts online, and someday there'll be a CD of them KX935.com. Just click on Daily Scramble Live. You can find the police blotter every week. Oh, yes.
I say.
Good. I love the British accent, too, like the really British accent.
Well, it's authentic.
Yeah, well, it was exaggerated.
Doesn't he?
I didn't notice.
What, when he's doing all the beginning bit, you know, that's not the kind of thing you do in Minnesota.
It's almost as good as yours.
Yeah, you know, not great.
We had an unfortunate death yesterday, and...
Is there a fortunate death? Is there such a thing? Just asking.
I'm just being politically correct. Someone mentioned online, kind of funny but morbid, the Grammys in memoriam this year.
Right.
It's going to be really long. Paul Kantner, a founding member of Jefferson Airplane, he died.
They're going to have to rethink it. They did one at the NAMM show. I was there to see Graham Nash the other night, a few nights ago.
Yeah.
And they did a memoriam thing before he came on. Lots of photographs, you know, and dates of birth and dates of death and people. Not just musicians, but, of course, in the music business, all the business people and music manufacturers. And this is, you know, it's 3 score years and 10 since the beginning of, since these guys were born that created rock and roll.
Yeah.
So
in the next 5, 10 years?
Yeah. Next,
oh, man.
But you know what? The good news, 20 years from now, it'll be all right.
We'll start over.
Fewer people dying.
Okay. Anyway, Paul Kantner died. Yeah. Founding member of Jefferson Airplane, who stayed with the San Francisco band through its transformation from the 1960 hippie movement to the 70s hits makers and eventually to the very different Jefferson Starship. He was 74 years old. It says that he died Thursday of organ failure and septic shock.
Ugh.
He had been admitted to San Francisco Hospital after falling ill. His girlfriend and publicist, Cynthia Bowman, the mother of his 3 children, said that all to the press yesterday. So, you know, nobody was so identified with the San Francisco hippie movement in the 60s as Jefferson Airplane.
No, they were at Woodstock
yeah.
and Altamont and all that. It's a big deal thing. Grace Slick was the first female sort of rock and roll megastar, really. Wasn't she the singer?
They had bumper stickers in the 60s that said, the Jefferson Airplane loves you, famously, around San Francisco. Just what a movement. You know, what a band that really inspired a movement of people.
Good times.
So let's play kind of a cool live track. This is from one of their famous performances, the Monterey International Pop Festival. Jefferson Airplane doing their hit, Somebody to Love, live. May Paul Kantner rest in peace.
Yeah, God bless.
I'd like to introduce a perfect example of what the world's coming to. It's Jefferson Airplanes in France.
Somebody to love, you better find somebody.
WLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
You know, Animal Collective's new song that we just heard, Floridada, yeah, made me realize that the hip-hop artist, Flo Rida, is a pun on the state of Florida.
You didn't realize that before?
I'd never realized it.
Mm.
It was a really important clarification in my life.
Good.
Hey, you know there's fat Barbies now?
Yeah, they're saying that Barbie now looks like you, girls.
They're not, I mean, we're exaggerating. They're not really fat. There's three new Barbie body types. The Barbie toy from Mattel now has a tall, a curvy, and a petite body type to its lineup of fashion dolls. So they're saying that Barbie's figure, since it's come under fire for many years, saying it's setting an unrealistic body image, the new body shapes are offering girls choices that are more reflective of the world they see today.
Right. Okay.
There's maybe two new styles of all the pictures I've looked at that remotely have gained any weight. And that's the biggest thing, right? Is that they're trying to say not all girls are busty and skinny and have long legs. And
well, they've created it sort of it's based on US government measurements.
That's what they've created.
Average measurements of a 19-year-old American woman, yep. Yeah.
Well, most of these Barbies, I mean, they're all still beautiful. So sure. That's one thing.
Totally.
You know. I mean, they're still
the
perfect.
Skinny one, though, the skinny one's too skinny. Let's look. I mean, really. That shouldn't look
Jason
right.
Jason and I are on each of our MacBooks independently.
We're just looking at them.
Scrolling through pictures of
she
the new
Barbie. She needs a burger down at this bar. That one looks. That skinny one looks like a high-maintenance nutcase from Newport Beach, doesn't she? Lunatic.
See, this one's nice. This one's like a teacher. She's like a little curvy. She's African-American. She's got big rim glasses. She's got like rainbows on her jean vest. She looks nice.
She's come under fire a lot, actually, Barbie, because critics say that her proportions are unrealistic.
Right, right. So that's why they're trying to set a new standard. There's a tiny little tiny one. There's a curvy one and a tall one. Now,
she wouldn't look like a normal person unless she was, if you extrapolate it out, she'd have to be 7'6" to maintain, to stand up straight.
Right, the old Barbies.
Yeah.
I can't pretend to have ever been a woman or had, body image issues.
Glad you've clarified that.
Right. So I can't, really speak intellectually on this, but some of my friends who are women who have seen this story have posted online the past couple of days quite excited about it. They're elated that Barbie has done this, and they think it's good for the future of women's expectations. So if you think so, great. I agree.
Are men designing these dolls? Is this one of those things where men are trying to sort of make decisions, for women or for girls? Is it like that, or is this? You would think that it would be sensible of Mattel, who make these dolls, to employ women to design these dolls because they know what they're doing, don't they?
I'm sure that there's involvement from both sexes.
You would think so.
I think it would be foolish to assume that just men are designing Barbie.
Right. So in that case, then they should do whatever they want. Care less, really. You know what? I don't care about this story.
But some people do.
I know they do. I know. I'm just being pedantic, being silly, really. But they are plastic, aren't they?
Yes.
That's not very realistic.
Oh, I wasn't sure what you were getting at. You know what I'm excited to do?
They should make them out of flesh.
Silence of the Lambs edition. I'm excited to eat some food.
Yeah, he's coming in, isn't he?
Chef Alan Miller, our Breakfast on the Beach chef, will be here momentarily, and we're going to eat for you on the radio. Listenership may drop dramatically, but it doesn't matter because we'll be eating.
It doesn't matter. We'll have, you know what? We'll just let Chef Alan Miller talk about Barbies. You think Chef Alan Miller had a Barbie as a child? May have.
Well, we can ask him. Yeah. I did. I mean, I had one.
Did you?
Yeah. She was perfect. These new ones are all flawed.
All fat.
Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Life, Daily
Ah, right, yes.
We're closed for lunch. Sorry.
It's time for Jason and my favorite segment. Could be your least favorite segment, listener, but it doesn't matter.
There has to be one.
There's got to be at least one.
There's got to be a least favorite segment for the listener, and maybe this is it.
Nah, I don't think so. No? They've got to love
everything?
Listening to us eat.
Really?
Chef Alan Miller's in the studio. Hello, Chef.
Good morning. How are you?
Nice to have you back. Monthly, Chef Alan Miller joins us and feeds us breakfast on the beach. Today, it looks like we have a Northwestern-inspired seafood platter.
Or New England.
Or New England-inspired. All right.
But inspired, yeah, I was recently in Seattle for work and just thought of all that fresh seafood I had up there and wanted to share that with you guys.
Well, I'm enamored with this plate of food, even though it may be 8:40 in the morning, and we don't consider breakfast here at Breakfast
on
the Beach.
No, it's kind of brunch for us.
Yeah,
this
brunch,
point.
Indeed. Yeah, we've been up for a while.
Yeah.
So, let's get started. Where should we start, Chef?
Do you want to start with the chowder?
Yes, we should.
Okay. This is a Rhode Island-style chowder, and that, to most people, where they think of New England clam chowder with heavy cream thickened with a roux, this has neither. It's just the clam broth with aromatics, onions, celery, of course, applewood smoked bacon, and potatoes.
That's really interesting because it's impolite to slurp. It's not thick.
Right.
Which is, what everybody assumes clam chowder
right, and then
is.
I've been to a few restaurants here in Southern California where it's just really, really thick chowder. It's almost like mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
It's something I'm not used to. But, yeah. This is a nice, it's a healthier version.
Is this a traditional way of doing it in New England, or is it?
Rhode Island. Rhode Island has their own style. And then Boston or New England style is with the heavier cream, and it's a little bit thicker.
Donald Trump wants to make America great again. I think America's great.
Absolutely.
Rhode Island chowder, it's delicious. America's already great.
This is really good, and it's much... you feel like you're eating something much fresher.
Yes.
And, healthier, like you said. It just feels purer to me than
absolutely.
A really
no nonsense.
Thick,
yep.
Thick chowder.
Mm. That's great.
Mm.
I must say, it's in a nice plastic cup. And the cutlery that you brought us here is plastic, but looks
silver
like
plated
metal.
Plastic.
It's silver. It's metallic in design. It's beautiful.
He treats us well, Jason.
Yeah, very nice.
All right, Chef Alan Miller is feeding us breakfast on the beach. Where should we go now?
How about the shrimp?
Okay.
And this is my version of a shrimp Alexander, a dish that I worked in Rochester, New York years ago. And it's basically just butterflied shrimp stuffed with goat cheese with a little lemon zest.
Oh, man.
Parsley, hot sauce, wrapped in applewood bacon.
Okay. That's one of the best things you've ever brought in.
And it's a great first course.
Oh, yeah. That is shrimp wrapped in bacon.
Yeah, but it's stuffed with goat cheese.
But good Shabbos to all our Jewish listeners.
It's actually kosher.
Right? Wow, that's really, really good. So that doesn't seem too difficult to make yourself.
No, it isn't. It really isn't. It's just preparing the shrimp, peeling, butterflying it, and then just the goat cheese. And you can really make your own version of it if you want to make it a little more spicier or add some more herbs to it. And then it's just part cooking the bacon, then wrapping it, and then throwing it back in the oven.
And you put something additional in that goat cheese?
Right.
Yeah.
A little lemon zest, some hot sauce. And,
yeah, it's got some spice in it. Yeah.
Parsley.
My issue when I wrap things in bacon, shrimp or hot dogs or whatever, is the bacon always falls off. How do you do that? How do you keep it on there?
When I wrap it, make sure you have the seam part down. So if you have you're wrapping it and you have the end of the bacon, have that on the bottom, and then just put that on the pan, and then while it bakes, you don't even have to toothpick it.
Interesting.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
this is on here very securely.
Yeah.
Are we being watched through the window?
We're being watched through the window, and we're being photographed.
Sorry that you're jealous. All right, this is Breakfast on the Beach, Chef Alan Miller. You can go to chefalanmiller.com. That's right?
Oh, you've got your crab cakes.
Oh, I know.
Oh, okay.
I was just teasing.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we're not done yet. Oh,
okay, good.
just making sure people know who you are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chefalanmiller.com.
And you can book Chef Alan Miller for your own private events or to come to your radio station and feed you breakfast. So the crab cake, yes,
Yes, that is a Maryland-style crab cake with a spicy remoulade sauce.
No. I'm drinking the chowder as a sort of sorbet.
There you go.
In between the two things.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
Was that great?
Did you make that remoulade, too?
I did, yes.
Okay. How do you make remoulade?
Just a little bit of mayo, some Dijon mustard, capers, a little diced red onion, lemon juice, and a little hot sauce.
Oh, it's good.
I can't imagine it.
Tartar sauce kind of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really, really good.
It's a little fancier, tartar sauce, mm-hmm. or French style.
I can't imagine a crab cake is like that easy to make.
It can be. And then the trick is not to over incorporate breading, like too much breading. Like I used a little panko crumbs, but not a lot.
Yeah, that's perfectly crispy.
Yeah.
So you get all the stuff together, you mm-hmm. panko it, and then you essentially just fry it?
Exactly. Just yeah. saute it lightly in a little bit of vegetable oil and a little butter.
So you panko it? What does that mean?
Panko.
Panko is a Japanese style breadcrumb.
Crumb.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. Man, that's really, really good, chef.
Oh, thank you.
So good. So we had Rhode Island style clam chowder, bacon wrapped shrimp with a spiced goat cheese, and this delicious crab cake with the remoulade. Is there anything unique inside the crab cake that typically isn't done?
No, just I sauteed a little minced onion and red bell pepper, and then used a little of the Old Bay seasoning and a little lemon zest in there.
Too. I could eat that. I could eat all again. Easy.
You finished all yours?
Yeah, it's all gone.
That's why Jason doesn't do much talking during this segment. Now, you're inspired because you just finished a really cool trip. You're on the California Zephyr,
yes.
the antique train
yes.
that went to the Pacific Northwest.
Right. We started out in Seattle, so I flew up there, and then we had a group of people are traveling back down to L.A., and there was maybe 15, 20 passengers, and I just prepare the meals there, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
So cool. How do you get that gig?
I just found it. I met the one of the owners, and... he said, yeah, I'm actually looking for another chef, and that was 3 years ago.
That's awesome, wow. man.
It's really
what
awesome.
What a unique experience.
I want a panko on your Zephyr.
Oh, well.
And you did it, and you went and did it. You know, that's lost, isn't it, to us, that experience of traveling on a train
yeah.
in style.
It is, and it's amazing that a lot of people that don't know about it are really interested in it.
I'm interested in it. I think yeah. it's a fantastic idea. How relaxing.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Thank you. What a great thing to get on a train and just enjoy the scenery and be waited on. And the carriages were so beautiful as well. It was all artisan and craftsman made, you know.
Right. A lot of them are restored to the original cars themselves. Yeah. And it's just, I tell people it's like riding on the Orient Express.
Oh, how yeah. wonderful that would yeah. be. Yeah, that kind of thing. Really great. I have a very vague memory of being on a sleeper train years and years ago as a kid. You know, going up to Scotland or
oh,
somewhere.
Wow.
But, back in the day, that if you watch old movies and you see the old carts, the old trains, because it's so, like, functional these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, excuse me, they look like everything looks the same. The buses, the trains, the planes, they all look the same and they pack them in,
right.
you know, like sardines. And this is a way to, I don't know, eat sardines instead of
exactly.
being packed in.
Well, it's so cool the stuff you do, Chef Alan Miller, and we're very lucky to have you in town. Again, you can book... Alan, ChefAlanMiller.com. You can learn more and see some stuff he's done and book him for a private event of yours. And we're just so pleased when you bring us food.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Should do this more than once a month. How about every day?
Okay.
This will be podcast online. You can relive us eating for you and learn more about these recipes and foods at KX935.com. Chef Alan Miller, we'll see you next time, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.